He's having a ball. And, you know, they asked me to get on the mic. And they asked me, can I kick it? Words. Can I kick it?
Yo guys, what's going on? Welcome back to the CW Clinic. My name is Chris. I'm your host. For those of you that are new to me, let me introduce myself. Not only am I the host of this podcast, but I'm the author of Dominate Your Day, A High Performer's Guide to Winning at Life. I'm the founder of Warrior Time, the founder of Clark Initiative, and the founder of Warrior Consulting. I deal high-end timepieces, for those of you that don't know, or watches. Through the Clark Initiative, we educate veterans to become entrepreneurs. And through Warrior Consulting, we consult and coach entrepreneurs under and past the eight-figure mark through one-on-one and group coaching. I use the same content with them that I do with you here. The only difference is I show them how to do it when I work with them. So what does that mean? That means that if you actually implement what you're listening to, you too can hit the eight-figure mark. All you got to do is run the fucking play, baby. Now, listen, we have a deal if you're going to listen to this show. If you're going to listen to this show, you got to do something. You're getting all this gold for free that costs people thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars. You're getting it for free. I'm giving it to you for free. Because you want to be great, I want to be great, we got to help each other. I want to be greater, so I'm helping you. You want to be great, so you're going to help me. So I'm giving you this show, so you need to share this show on your socials with your friends and drop a review. It's all I ask of you guys. Now, today, we're going to talk about the three ways to rise above your competition. And you're going to be a little surprised on how I explain this. Let's get into the show. Yo, what's up, guys? Today, we're going to talk about the three ways to rise above your competitors and your competition, but I'm not going to give you the answers you think you're going to get. I'm not going to teach you how to destroy your competitors. I'm actually going to teach you how to everyone can thrive together. So let's get into the show. All right, number one, they are not your competition. I say it again, your competitors are not your competition. If you think they are, it's your fucking mindset. It's busted or you don't know any better. It's all about how you look at the subject of others in your industry. I promise you, if you work with your competition, you will rise together. Don't make enemies, especially early on in your rise. It will come back to haunt you because karma is real and we reap what we sow. Number two, partner with your competition and collaborate with them. The biggest deal I've ever worked on currently this year is with several other competitors that were making and putting a deal together that's nearly eight figures for a watch. It's taking several of us to all work together to get it done. Case in point, your competitors are not your competition. Got to work with them and you got to collaborate with them and you got to partner with them. This would not be happening. This deal would not have been presented to me to get it done. They came to me, my competitors, to get this deal done if I had made enemies with my competitors. They are my friends and we rise together. The sooner you see it this way, the sooner you'll be rich financially too, plain and simple. Lastly, there's plenty of bread on the table for everyone to eat. Doesn't matter what industry you're in. Doesn't matter what position you're in. Early on, mid-level, high-level, gangster level. There's plenty of bread on the table for everyone to eat. And if you look at your competitors and your competition as a bad thing, that bread will move away from you. But when you begin to build relationships and friendships and help each other, because you know there's plenty of bread on the table to eat, you will eat well because there's plenty of bread on the table to eat. And I promise you, I've starved in business and I've been very prosperous and abundant in business. And one of the key differences is working with the competition, because we build the bakery to eat the bread so everyone can eat and you could do it too. So I summed it up, three ways to rise above your competition. Fundamentally, you rise together. I promise you, if you run this play and implement this play and look at your competition and look at your competitors as allies, you too will be able to eat all of the bread. So if you guys have any questions regarding this content, just drop a question below. I personally respond. I want to talk to you guys. We're building a community. We're building a tribe. And speaking of which, our tribe is getting close to 1,000 subscribers. So if you're not subscribed, 90% of you, please do smash that like button. Help this video by hitting the like button, commenting, and subscribing. Get out to other entrepreneurs to educate them so we can all build the bread factory together and eat the bread on the table as winners together. I'll catch you guys next time. All right, guys. I taught you how to collaborate with your competitors, and the three easy ways to quote unquote to rise above them is to work with them. Promise you, if you run this fucking play, it will work. I used to not run the play. Now I do. And prosperity and abundance is everywhere. There's gold dust in the air. Now, speaking of gold dust in the air, we have a deal. The deal was I give you some gangster golden nuggets and you share this show on your socials with your friends and drop a review on iTunes or Spotify. And or both. I love you. I appreciate you. A deal takes two people, so go get it, and I'll talk to you next time.
Yes, can. Can I kick it?
Yes, you can.
Well, I'm born.
Go on, then.
Can I kick it to my tribe that flows in layers? Right now, Fife is a point sayer. At times, I'm a studio conveyor. Mr. Dinkins, would you please be my mayor? You'll be doing us a really big favor. Boy, this track really has a lot of flavor. When it comes to rhythms, Quest is your savior. Follow us for the funky behavior. Make a note on the rhythm we gave ya. Feel free, drop your pants, yak your hair. Do you like the garments that we wear? I instruct you to be the obeyer. A rhythm recipe that you'll savor. Doesn't matter if you're minor or